here.
Yeah, 'tis the season for wild weather and last-minute shopping. Perhaps you're one of those many frustrated people waiting in long lines. How about online shopping, the best thing known to man? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we're at. A lot of people in that frantic mode. You can see it. I don't care whatever nook and cranny you hail from. You know what I'm talking about. The last minute Christmas dance blues, meaning you're dancing from store to store. You're gliding. You're moving. You're fast. You look around. Everything is torn apart. How do I know this phenomenon? Because I myself, unfortunately, fell victim to it earlier in the day. A procrastinating husband. Out at a major store looking for gloves for his mother, saying that everything was awry, that shelves were torn up, that it was ridiculous, that people were fighting over the last few morsels that were left. Again, a lesson here. We live in the technology era. This is why online shopping is so powerful. Amazon Prime. Probably the best thing known to man. I'm not advertising for Amazon, but boy, is it a great way to go when you only have a few days left. So I feel you if you're on that wild ride. I personally, if it weren't for the other half, I wouldn't be on that wild ride, and it's just with that one gift. So there is a lesson to be learned there. Thousands of people are without power over the border in Canada, as are some in the Northeast, although most of that is clearing up. Cold, cold wind chills in Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. A lot of you listening to us from those places. Iowa, Missouri. Izzy, how are you doing in Missouri? Dale, how are you? Ron, how are you doing? Illinois, same thing. They're saying the wind chill warnings are actually posted for parts of Minnesota. As low as 45 below zero. Wow. What does 45 below zero feel like? And lots of rain from my hometown, Cop says, in southern New Jersey. Lots and lots of rain. And speaking of rain, floodwaters in Kentucky, just terrible. 5 people died. They think maybe even more. 2 in Mississippi storms. 1 person actually died in a traffic accident during the severe weather they were having in Missouri. That's what happens, wrecks or water that takes cars suddenly underwater. They're not even realizing how deep it is. And a tornado over the weekend killed a woman in Arkansas. There was a terrible tornado. It was a small tornado, but it smashed into a couple of housing areas. EF2 hit the state Saturday. Crazy. You just don't think of tornadoes at this time of year, but yep, it can happen. And I mentioned this in our last show, but then it was strange because just the other day, we're talking about 71 degrees in downtown Manhattan. 71 degrees. In New England, snow and ice happening right now. I have friends traveling to Washington. They are on pins and needles because they're coming from the Southwest, and they're hoping that their plane gets in just in time before some of the wild stuff hits. But it looks like that could get pretty bad. It definitely could affect travel. Christmas Eve is a heavy travel day. Not quite as much as Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, and then the Sunday following Thanksgiving, but right up there. Certainly one of the big 3 anyway. So some of us on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve will be looking at 10 to 15 degrees to even colder than that. And I mentioned in Canada and Ontario, they're talking about boom, boom, out went the lights because electricity was down. In Michigan, they're dealing with no electricity. I got a note here from Hadley who says, Kate, wanted to give you the heads up here in parts of Lansing. We had such a bad ice storm, and you could hear the ice crinkling through the trees. It's a weird sensation, but you know that's what you're listening to. We lost power, and it doesn't look like we're going to get power anytime soon. Ooh, that's because you have only so many people that can go out in the service trucks and work on those lines, and then plus working on the power lines that go down. It's crazy. It hits the power lines, sinks them all of a sudden, and the next thing you know, in parts of your neighborhood, you're without power. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we'll look at the hopscotch that is the Middle East, also what's happening in the South Sudan. Boy, it's pretty pretty frightening there. I picked up the Wall Street Journal this morning and saw a picture that shows just the refugees are swelling in massive numbers, Americans being evacuated as fast as possible, and of course the embassy and whatnot, we've talked about that. It's interesting because we had an invite to go to the South Sudan, the show America Tonight, in January, possibly that was going to be pushed to February. Now I seriously doubt that we'll be heading to the South Sudan, and it's too bad when you think of what they fought for to see things not be rocky in that area. And at this point now, it's, you know, every man for himself almost because of some of the things that are happening. But we'll get into some more of the details of that. Plus, hey, it's Christmas. So it is time to talk about your favorite part of Christmas, your best gift ever, or maybe the best gift that you ever gave. I was thinking about this today because I'm more the giver person than the getting person, but I certainly have gotten some great gifts and some surprise gifts, I guess, in my time, probably more when I was a kid. But I think that goes partly to the whole madness of this last-minute grab. And what does it say about Christmas now? I mean, the finding the cool gift or the big surprise that you were thinking about for a long time, it seems like now that it's just about hurrying, getting stuff. And maybe that's my perspective, and I have it kind of backwards. I don't know, but it just feels that way to me. And maybe it always was that way because there was that one hot toy. But the fact that when you were a kid that people lined up for, but now the fact that the stores are 24 hours, some of them, all the way through Christmas, wow, that's crazy. What would it be like to work on through Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, deep into that? I've worked on Christmas before in television news and even in radio, but shifts. It's not the same thing as almost doing around the clock. I think that'd be pretty rough. Of course, in hospitals, and there are a lot of you that are police officers that are listening to the show and first responders, whatnot, and you're working on those days. A lot of times, or at least used to be, it was a good payday. So if you didn't have any family thing that you had to go to right away, or you could push it, sometimes you worked on those days because it was worth it financially to grab the holidays, you know, take the holidays and let somebody else have the day off because you'd get the extra cash. Coming up round the bend, we're going to do a little of that number thing. We can count, and boy, are there some big numbers out there to talk about, including the bomb blast in Egypt that now have left a number of people dead. It's wild. 2 years ago, we were talking about a different kind of Egypt. Now, it once again is that place where you can't go and see the pyramids and feel safe. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power. Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Vargas, who spent some time in Turkey and then was over the border in Syria, they're saying now at least 42 people, including kids, were killed on Sunday when Syrian army helicopters dropped barrel bombs, is what they call them, in the northern province of Aleppo. And sadly, there's a human rights group. It's called Syrian Observation. And they say that the separate, because they're monitoring this, they say the separate air raids hit different districts in that area. But one of the biggest places of destruction, I guess is the way to describe it, because, I mean, everything was blown apart, but it was the east part of the city. And here's where you had the most kids. 6 children were among the dead. The kids are the hardest thing to take. And what this human rights group said in a report over the weekend, that the barrel bomb attacks had killed just tons of people in the last month. Of course, they say that attacks are illegal, and they hit a lot of residential areas and then smashed into shopping areas as well. And the Syrian Air Force, is it that they're incompetent, they don't care if they kill civilians, or they're deliberately smashing into, you know, these targeted civilian areas? So these bombs are explosive-filled cylinders or oil drums that are rolled out of the back of helicopters with the idea of kind of getting near a particular target. Not exactly right on target, so they just kind of fly out. That's why they're barrel bombs. And it's widespread death and destruction. Widespread. So Assad's dirty work in battling the rebels in the 2.5-year conflict, the barrel bombs have been part of the arsenal that's been used to kill 100,000 people, and they usually deploy them by air, and of course that's what they're doing, running around the helicopters and whatnot, so it doesn't seem like anything is getting any better in that area as we watch Syria just burn itself out. And supposedly, remember, something different was going to shake up here. Wasn't too long ago that's what we were talking about. You turn your back on some of the things that have peppered up, that have been bottled up for a while in the Middle East. And, of course, Syria has been an ongoing deal. And before you know it, there you go. You have another conflict, you have another problem, and you have another denial. So I don't get it. And ultimately what happens here is this just keeps going until it burns itself out, I suppose, because nothing is going to happen as far as any kind of intervention in Syria when you look at how spread out we are now at this point, and especially you see what's happening with the Sudan. So this also goes along with We Can Count, which is about numbers. And the South Sudan, the violence is between the soldiers of the Sudan People's Liberation Army and rebels, and it's pushed us to deploy 150 Marines to the Horn of Africa in case they've got to evacuate Americans. They're very concerned about that because there's thousands of foreigners already that have been evacuated there. As I mentioned before, our good friend Alan Ratner has the Goats for the Old Goat, a big program that has helped many villages there. And she was set to take some journalists. We were on the list to go to the South Sudan in the upcoming year, too. So it doesn't look like that's happening. But more importantly, what's scary is what's happening to the people there and how all of a sudden things have changed when they were so excited about splitting off and what seemed to be working there. So now there's all these fears over civil war in the South Sudan. So we've got, this is your number again, 150 Marines, maybe a little bit more, to go to the Horn of Africa, knowing how many people, how many Americans, how many missionary types are there, how many other people are in there in the oil industry, and just trying to get them out, because at this point it's danger, Will Robinson, stay at your own risk. It's time to get out. There is no more time left. Somebody sent me something to that effect earlier in the day because they were concerned about somebody who had been on a mission that was in the South Sudan and was coming back, but now the coming back has been hurried up, let's say it that way. So I mentioned the shoppers at the beginning of the show, that it's crazy, the wild grab that people are on these last couple of days. And, you know, when you have that, you see these long lines. And one of the popular areas, or one of the popular places to go, because there you can get a lot for kids, adults, etc., naturally, is like your Target stores. And Target says the Justice Department is investigating credit and debit card security breach, because now they're having all these lawsuits that are starting to come in. And Target revealed last week, if you remember, the data connected to about 40 million credit and debit card accounts were stolen between November 27th and December 15th. Security experts say it's the second largest theft of card accounts in U.S. history, surpassed only by something that happened, and I remember this, at TJ Maxx back in 2005 that affected something like 45 million card users. So by Monday night, about a dozen Target customers had filed federal lawsuits, some accusing Target of negligence and failing to protect customer data, which obviously, boom, at the point of sale, that's what happened. And it's funny because I was also linked to somebody in Europe when we were going back and forth about this, the problem with the cards and the strip on the back of your cards, which is where the information is. And one of the things they do in Europe is you have a pin, everything's pin, right? But it's a chip. There's a chip in the card. There is no magnetic strip. And this is their way to stop hackers. And they've been pretty successful with doing it that way. And, of course, we've had a lot of problems with hackers. They just get bigger, badder, and more remote and harder to trace. So the Department of Justice isn't really commenting on the investigation, the breach at Target, or any of that kind of stuff. But all Target would say is, because now they're in the middle of this, is that they're cooperating with the DOJ, and that's it. And they're also working with the Secret Service in the investigation, too, which is interesting because they're trying to get them up to date on what the breach is, and it's been massive fallout. And it's interesting, when Target becomes the target, they're concerned about the company. They're concerned about people fleeing and not wanting to go there. And they're a competitor of some of the stores, like a Walmart, for example. And they, especially at Christmas time and with those breaches, they don't want to see people not trust the store and come back. So they apologize, sent out letters to people, and they doubled the number of workers taking calls from customers around the clock. They offered 10% off to people who wanted to shop in the stores on Saturday and Sunday, and free credit monitoring service to anybody affected by it so that they can find out right away. But other than that, there's not much more they can do. There's not much you can do, because once that's happened to you, it happens, boom, right away. The information gets stolen, and then you go to use it, and all of a sudden your account has dwindled down to anything. And so there's nothing you can do other than fight that and wait for all of it to settle. You just hope that it's not very much money. And I think I said this in our last show. It's worth mentioning again, because I've even gotten some emails to this effect. Credit and debit card accounts stolen in this breach are on sale in batches of millions in black markets. This is the hottest thing going. It's cheap for these bottom feeders to do. It's easy for them once they have the technique down, the technology, and they sell, baby, and they sell like hotcakes. They go from $20 to about $100 a card. And then, so once they sell it, the person who takes it, they know what they're doing. They're burning through the card. I mean, they are burning through it. So the consumer perception about Target, that brand, has just dipped amazingly, lower than Congress's approval ratings almost. And, you know, this is what happens when people get pinched, and not a great time of the year for that to happen when you're out there running around shopping and now you're paranoid about how much information was stolen and if somebody is using that information and burning through your numbers. All right, here's another good number for you quickly. Two towns became the big winners in an $8.75 million lottery in Spain. The people who bought their tickets in the towns took a top prize, and they split it. Do you love that? So they split some money, and it's in Mondragon, which is Spain's biggest consumer appliance company. Fagor had to lay off more than 2,000 people, but a lot of those people were part of the lottery, so they say that they're on cloud nine because now they've won some money and they feel like they're going to be okay and get through that layoff. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From the NFL coming up in our final segment, why we're priming the pump for that Christmas present I'm giving to you. Another, our final nail the score. I feel very confident week 17 someone will nail the score, because we are doing a show on Thursday, really Friday morning show for most of you, but Thursday into Friday, depending on where you live, check your time zones. And on that show, in our third hour, nail the score for our last two segments. So it's your chance, if you've never played Nail the Score, to jump in on the action. It's a whole bunch of fun. You don't have to know anything about football, or maybe you think you know a lot about football, but you're picking a side once the computer announces the game of the week, and you're telling us what you think the final score is. And if you correctly nail the score, you win. You get to clean out the America Tonight prize closet as we head into 2014. So I mentioned those two towns that split the lottery after layoffs. That was pretty exciting. So it wouldn't really be like that, but it would be pretty cool to be able to nail the score. And you would think it would be easy, but every time I buy a lottery ticket when the lottery goes sky high, I think, oh, well, how hard can it be? How many combinations are there? And there's like a gazillion number combinations. That's why it's easier to get struck by lightning than it is to actually win the lottery. So I think it's kind of a twofold thing. When you win the lottery, you have to feel pretty special in a lot of different ways, because very few people can claim that they're in that rare group, no matter what it is that you take away from that, especially if it's a huge lottery. It's pretty amazing to say that you won the lottery. All right, mixing a couple of different things here. And reminding you, too, that also on Thursday, we'll talk about some of the big stories from 2013. What are the top five stories? I've already given you one of the biggest hints. Naturally, Ed Snowden would be a top five story. It depends on where you would put it. One being the biggest story of the year. And, you know, from there, one, two, three, four, five. So what were the big stories of 2013? And certainly on my top five list, I'm not giving it all away. Sadly, the bombing at the Boston Marathon would also make that list because, again, how frightening it was, unassuming, people who knew Tamerlan and Jokar, the Tsarnaev brothers, who had no clue what was really ticking underneath, including a Wall Street Journal reporter who had befriended the family a decade before and then wrote about it and said how, well, you could see how maybe this would fester because they were having problems really making it in America and had crazy expectations of the land of opportunity. But anyway, certainly that would make the top five list, and I'm saving the last three, and then I'll fill in the blanks for some of the other big stories of on 2013 too, as well. But how at Christmas, with all the melee you have, the weather, people running around, all that kind of stuff, and as I mentioned, what's the best gift you ever got, or what's the best gift that you ever gave? Because it seems like you're either a giver or a getter, and maybe you could be both, but a lot of times people prefer to be the person who gives, so it's more exciting to them to actually give the gift. Well, this is the gift of bad karma. In Baltimore, two men are accused of robbing a UPS driver at gunpoint who are on the run. The police say the robbery happened at some point during the day where a UPS truck was unloading packages. You know how that is, running around. And, you know, unfortunately, one of the two suspects pulled a gun on the driver. They got into the truck. They made off with a ton of packages. And, you know, what are you going to do? Somebody puts a gun in your face. And think of that. Christmas time, truck full of packages. Who knows what's in the packages? And they took off, obviously. And they made away with all those holiday deliveries. So not only was probably the guy scared to death, or woman, because it could be a female, scared to death driving that truck, they lose the truck, they lose what people were trying to get delivered for Christmas to people. And that's brutal. Can you imagine that? You have no idea. You're tracking your package, trying to figure out what happened to the package. And then this story's awful anyway, so you would feel for the driver. But then you're calling up on the other side to say, I really sent you this incredible present because I'm a huge giver, and I've been thinking about this present for a while. I finally got it in the mail, took it to UPS, and unfortunately some armed robbers took off with it. It sounds like the story of my dog ate my homework. I swear I got you this present. I've been thinking about it for a long time, and unfortunately it just didn't get there in the mail yet. Sometimes it happens. They're saying people are taking packages off of porches too, so you have to be careful. Watch out for your neighbors if you see some packages laying around. So I thought about this question of what's the best thing that I ever got and the best thing that I've ever given. I asked Matt Johnson about that, and he says, oh, we've done that before. It's Nintendo. When I got Nintendo, it was the best thing ever. And I remember getting a Nintendo, and we were like serial players. We just played, and then that was it. It was just, there was just the day that Nintendo died. We'd had enough. We OD'd on Nintendo, and that actually was a present, too, and we got a lot of use out of that Nintendo, but I don't know that it was quite the present for me that it was for Matt. But I think in the giving department, to me is my nephew. I have a nephew who's 11. I've talked about him before on the air, and he's just this great kid with a wild imagination, and he's tough to get for because it's not, you don't have to get him some super expensive present, and he's not a video game kid. He doesn't even have an iPhone. doesn't have the whole technology thing, because he likes art, he likes to go and he rock climb, and he's athletic, so he focuses on those kinds of things. And for there was a phase where he was into rocks, you know, the rocks that you would get geodes. And so I got him a whole bunch of those from Wisconsin, and he just thought they were the greatest things. Smashing those rocks to get to the inside of those rocks, and who knows, I don't even remember what it cost me, but I kind of stole the thunder from everybody else that Christmas because I had picked those up, and he had that rock thing going on, and you know, who knows where they are now, somewhere buried in a box, but I know for at least 10 minutes that Christmas, that was a very, very powerful gift for that kid. I was reading today that a lot of people, when they get gifts, they know they're going to exchange them. They say one third of Americans take their gifts back in. They haul them back and they exchange them. And maybe that's why people do the gift card thing. So maybe I'm all wrong on this. What's the best gift that you ever gave? Because people just do the gift card thing because they're afraid that what they get is not going to measure up, or they're going to just take it back anyway, let them get what they want to get. But some people think that that's just an easy escape. And I don't know. Well, after I read this story about the gifts and taking them back, and that 35% of women, 35%, which I think is a huge number, take back gifts that they get and exchange them, and it's a slightly more than men, that if anyone's going to take a gift back, it's most likely going to be a woman versus a man, and it's not an unusual thing. I mean, a third is, I think that's a pretty high number, actually, that a third would take the gifts back. Me, personally, I took a gift back one time. That's it. One time in my entire life, I have taken a gift back. So obviously, I'm not in the norm with the whole taking back thing. And I think that was because something was broken on it or something. That's the reason why I did it. It wasn't because of not liking it or whatever. It was actually exchanging it for the same thing. And I can't even remember what it was, but I know that it had to do with it being broken rather than me wanting to exchange it. And I think it's pretty interesting. It's interesting that if you give gifts, you can be assured that there's probably a good chance you better have that gift receipt, because they're probably going to take it back. But then that goes to the whole thing of, you know what the present is, you know what it costs, and does that kind of spoil it, that you have the price tag on whatever the gift is, and that they, you know, the person who gets it also gets that. Might as well get them a gift card then, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it would be an easier thing. Like the gift of movies, or the gift of, let's say, tickets to a sporting event or something like that. That's not bad. If you know somebody has a favorite team, since usually those are pretty expensive. A day at the ballpark. And actually, I got that gift once. It was a day at the ballpark, meaning, you know, go, dinner, great tickets. And this was box seats in Philadelphia. And so that might have been my best gift, now that I think about it. Stay with us. We're mixing in a little NFL up next.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We have not made that determination at all at this point. You know, like with any player, the day after a game, you just want to see what the injury is. And we've done that with Tony, and we want to get him involved in treatment as quickly as we can, and we started that process. We have Kyle Orton here for a reason, a veteran quarterback who started over 80 games in the National Football League, so he understands what his role is each and every week in terms of his preparation. And you know, right now we have a quarterback who's getting treatment for an injury that he had yesterday in the ballgame. And Kyle knows that he has to be ready. Kyle prepares like he's the starting quarterback each and every week. We do logistically probably have to bring another guy in just because we don't know what Tony's status is for practice.
You can bet Dallas Cowboy fans are wondering what's going to happen here. That's the coach of the Cowboys, Jason Garrett, talking about Tony Romo, who could be out for the rest of the season. He's got a problem with a disc in his back after winning that game against the Redskins. 4th and 10, amazing. 1:08 on the clock. Now playoff hopes rest in that final game in front of the home crowd in Dallas, Texas, against the Philadelphia Eagles. Could there be a more bitter rivalry? And Tony Romo might not be there because of that that back injury. So you heard Garrett being cautious and saying that he's getting treatment. He has a herniated disc and needs to have surgery, is what I heard from somebody that was actually out at what they call the ranch where they practice. And at the weekly news conference, which you heard there, that was a little snippet from it, Garrett said he wouldn't rule out Romo, instead saying he would get that that treatment every day, and then they would evaluate the injury, which is smart to do because they don't want to really show their cards anyway to Philadelphia. But now, I mean, certainly Philly knows that there's a chance that Kyle Orton could end up being that quarterback for them, step in, and he's obviously going to be heavy in the mix with a lot of practice reps. And he's got 69 career starts. He hasn't started since the 2011 regular season finale with Kansas City, but he is somebody who has a pretty decent arm, and they're working at us, for what I understand. Matt, what do you think? I know you mentioned off the air you like Kyle Orton.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's pretty decent. He was kind of up and down Chicago, but when he was at Denver, he was actually pretty decent for, I'd say, most of the year, and then he'd have these flop games. So I think as far as a backup quarterback goes, he's exactly what you want. It's like a Josh McCown where he could come in and be an all-right quarterback, and Dallas has good receivers. So I think it could be, you know, it's not – Tony Romo's a good quarterback, but I think Kyle Orton can be almost as good.
All right, almost as good. So let's see what happens with the defense and who shows up there. That could end up being an incredible game. Who knows, maybe our game of the week, although we just had the Philly game was our game of the week, which was a blowout against Chicago. Nobody, in case you're just tuning in, and I know many, many people are already away, hopefully with their families and visiting them already and all that kind of stuff, but nobody nailed the score this last time around, so maybe someone will nail the score this time on our final week, and who knows, maybe it's going to be that game. Or could be the Chicago game against the Green Bay Packers, because while the game on Sunday night is going to determine who wins the NFC East, the game Sunday afternoon for the NFC North, nobody seems to want to claim that title either, is really up for grabs between the Bears and the Packers. So it comes down to those two teams, which makes it really intriguing, and you can bet a lot of people will be watching both of them. And what a way to finish the season. And it's crazy to think that in both the East and in the North that it's come down to that. And then there's other crazy playoff scenarios too as well. This is getting you primed for Nail the Score on Thursday. I'll say it again because, you know, we got to get through Christmas Eve and Christmas. But then you get to the big surprise with Nail the Score and your chance to steal the show by winning on the final regular week of the NFL season. All you have to do is pick a side, don't have to know football, and then give us a score. It is kind of like circling lottery numbers. It's just that easy. And I want to do a little tip of the cap to, you know, we talk about numbers. We just did during this hour a week in count. And one of the numbers, and I didn't throw it into the middle of this, but one of the numbers that is absolutely incredible is the fact that Peyton Manning, who's probably the MVP, certainly is the MVP of the NFL this year, playing for the Denver Broncos, had his 51st touchdown this season, and he eclipsed the record set by Tom Brady, who had 50 in 2007. What's interesting is, if you go back in the record books, in 2004, Peyton Manning broke Dan Marino's record that he had since 1984. Marino had 48 touchdowns. Manning came up with 49. Then Brady broke the Manning record in 2007 with 50. Now Manning is back in 2013 with 51. But I was wondering if anyone hit 60. Because, you know, they're talking about more regular season games, and if they add another game and there's 18 games, and you think of some of the productive quarterbacks out there, would it be, is the high water mark in the future going to be 60? Does somebody pass that and end up with 60 touchdowns? And it's funny because Brady is actually on pace for his lowest touchdown total since 2006, excluding when he was injured in 2008. But now you see on the other side, how it comes back around and Peyton Manning snaps back that record and what a crazy, wild season he's having. It's one of my favorite numbers now that he actually broke it. You knew he was going to because he had gotten so close, and he was on a fast pace even really from the start of the season, and has been massively successful, obviously, for the Denver Broncos, who seem like they're on a pathway to destiny to make it into the Super Bowl in New York. So they clinched, the Broncos clinched an AFC West title. Now it's just waiting to see how it all shakes out, but just absolutely amazing. I mean, it was pretty, I don't know, it was pretty incredible, I thought, when Brady hit the 50 in 2007, and then 51 is unbelievable, too. What a crazy pace. And if Manning pops up, and we talked about this previously, if Manning pops up in this next game, even for a little bit, he could add on another couple of touchdowns and see where that mark ends. But I don't think it's beyond the possibility that you see somebody come up with 60 touchdowns, and that just seems so crazy. If you had said that, I don't know, just a couple of decades ago, yeah, you know, 60 touchdowns in a season, you know, what will the record be? That's one of the interesting things about sports is watching the records and see the records that ultimately fall and the records that just stand the test of time. And Dan Marino's did for a very long time until Mr. Patriot came along and Tom Brady then passes that. Now we may have a little battle going back and forth between the two of them, but somebody else I think will sneak in there as well. So once again, I'm going to really remind you, don't forget about Nail the Score. It's on our Friday show in our third hour. Last two segments, the computer randomly picks whatever the game of the week is, and that game of the week could be the two games that I mentioned, the Bears and the Packers, or it could be Philadelphia visiting Dallas, because those games are pretty significant. Of course, there are other games that have playoff implications, too, as well on the board. So who knows? I can't predict what it'll be, but it'll sure be a lot of fun. Make sure, if you can, that you want to call us once you hear the game, or you want to email us at americatonight.net.
Coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.